One night I was in Frank's bar off Exchange Place, drinking a rum and coke. It was an equivocal place. Seamen and longshoremen, queers, dealers from the all-night poker game next door, and some characters who could not be classified. Standing next to me was a middle-aged man with a long, thin face and gray hair. I asked him if he would join me in a beer. He said, "I would, but unfortunately, I am not in a condition to reciprocate." Clearly a man who made his living by physical work, self-educated, a terrific bore once he has spotted you as a man of intelligence. I ordered two beers, and he went on telling me how he was accustomed to reciprocate. When the beers came, he said, "Shall we find a table where we can discuss the state of the world and the meaning of life without being disturbed?" We took our glasses to a table. I was preparing an excuse to leave. The man said suddenly, "Now, for example, I know that you are interested in narcotics."
"How do you know that?" I asked.
"I know," he said, smiling. "I knew you were here to investigate narcotics. I've done a lot of work in that line myself. I've been up to the FBI here 50 times to tell them what I know. You know, of course, how narcotics tie right in with communism. I shipped out with the C&A line last year. That line is communist-controlled. The chief engineer was one of them. I spotted him right away. He used to smoke a pipe and light it with a cigarette lighter. He used the lighter to signal."
He showed me how the engineer lighted his pipe with a cigarette lighter and covered and uncovered the lighter to signal.
Oh, he was smooth.
"Signal to whom?" I asked.
"I don't know exactly. There was a plane that followed us for a while. I could hear it every time he went out to light his pipe. Let me tell you something that may save you a lot of time. The place to look for the information you want is the Frontier Hotel. The same people that run the Frontier Hotel here control the Standish Hotel in Philadelphia. They are in on narcotics, and they are connected with communism."
"Isn't it dangerous for you to talk this way? You don't know who I am. Suppose I was on the other side."
"I know who I'm talking to," he said. "If I didn't, I wouldn't be here. I'd be dead. Out of all the people in this bar, I picked you, didn't I?"
"Yes, but why?"
"There is something that tells me what to do."
He showed me a religious medal he wore around his neck.
"If I didn't carry this, I would have stopped a knife or a bullet long ago."
"Why are you concerned about narcotics?"
"Because I don't like what it does to people. I had a shipmate who used it."
"Tell me," I said, "exactly what is the tie-up between narcotics and communism?"
"You know the answer to that one a lot better than I do. I see you are trying to find out how much I know. All right. The same people are in both narcotics and communism. Right now they control most of America. I'm a seaman. I've been shipping out for 20 years. Who gets the jobs over there in the NMU hall? American white men like you and me? No, dagos and spicks and niggers. Why? Because the union controls shipping, and communists control the union. I'll be around if you need me," he said when I got up to leave.
This ends Disc 3.